Call the Conference Committee on House Bill 94 to order. I don't know how, if the members want to go through the changes the Senate made. I have drafted a Conference Committee CS for HB 94, which you should have right in front of you. In the CS, the only change that that I made was to delete sections 11 and 12 and 13. And everything else is the same as the version that passed the Senate. Senator Terrio.
Mr. Chairman, the other changes that were made by the Senate, there were a couple of technical changes requested by the Division of Elections Director. There was a section 57 of the House bill that proposed a different criteria for the establishment of what qualified as a party and what did not. We stuck with the current statutory language that was just put in place last year. It's a cascading mechanism that's based on 3% of voter turnout. It used to be that a small party could hope to get qualified by getting the required 3% only once every 4 years based on a gubernatorial race. The standard that was put in last year dealt with it said, well, no, we should let these parties try to qualify every 2 years on the general election. We'll first go to a governor's race. If there's not a governor's race, then we'll go to the Senate, U.S. Senate race. If there's no U.S. Senate race, then we'll go to the U.S. House race. So that offers the smaller parties the opportunity to qualify once every 2 years instead of once every four. And I believe those were the changes that were made.
And there was, Mr. Chair,
yes.
There was also the thing in your bill that was conforming to your bill, Senate Bill 36.
Yeah.
That.
There was language that that we had to modify in both Senate Bill 36.
It said the broadest choice, and for example, in a Republican primary and a Republican difference district, that may be the closed primary, and the person might not be eligible to participate.
Right.
So we took that.
There was a reference to a ballot that was the creation of a court decision a couple years ago, but it doesn't in fact exist in the statutes as they read today. So a sentence was taken out on that.
Okay. For the record, we have in attendance Representatives Grinberg, Elkin, Samuels, Senators Terrio, Elton, and Gary Stevens. Do we have a motion to adopt the conference CS as
Mr. Chairman,
a document to go back to our body?
Move that we adopt the conference CS for House Number 94.
Any objection to adoption? Hearing none, we're adjourned.
Chair.